Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Shipping giants divert from the Suez Canal amid rising threats. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and a very good morning to you. Four of the world's five largest container shipping companies are avoiding the Suez Canal because of increased attacks by Houthi militants in Yemen. They say they are targeting ships travelling to Israel in response to the bombing of Gaza. There have been reports this morning that there have been an explosion near a UK vessel. But Egypt says traffic is normal through the canal. Marco Fugione is the Director General of the Institute of Export and International Trade. What does this mean for businesses and supply chains in the coming months?
It's about 12% of global trade transits through Suez and therefore has to use the Bab al-Mandab Strait. But when you look at containers, that's 30% of global container freight goes through Suez. And it's a major route for oil and LPG. So the impact of any delay or postponement of travel through Suez has a huge impact on consumers, but it also has an impact on the global supply chains and on industrial productivity. So if the ships don't go through the straits, can't use Suez, the alternative is to divert south to go round the Cape of Good Hope, which adds over 3,500 nautical miles and a delay of up to 2 weeks. All of that then cascades into further delays because ships are in the wrong place, containers are in the wrong place, ports get congested. So there's a massive impact.
Marco Fogioni there. Now, let's do the numbers. Shares of the Chinese artificial intelligence company SenseTime Group dropped significantly following the death of co-founder Tang Zhao. Its share price closed down 11%. The company, known for its computer vision technology, has faced challenges including U.S. sanctions since 2019 over allegations of assisting Chinese state surveillance in Xinjiang. And the billionaire media mogul Jimmy Lai appeared in court today, accused of breaking national security laws in Hong Kong. The 76-year-old, known for supporting democracy, is charged with colluding with foreign forces and inciting rebellion against the state. Lai, who is a critic of the Chinese Communist Party, has been detained since 2020 for his involvement in Hong Kong's pro-democracy protests. His newspaper, Apple Daily, was forced to close in 2021 after a local official said its stories undermined national security. Sebastian Lai, Jimmy Lai's son, told the BBC's Michelle Hussein that he feared the worst for his father.
This is entirely a show trial. There's no jury and three government-appointed judges. So no confidence in the legal system at all.
And that would mean your father could get a life sentence?
That would mean I will never see my father again, yeah.
When was the last time you did see your father?
Last time I saw him was at the end of 2020. Because of how broadly worded the national security law is, even doing an interview like this, for example, and criticizing the Hong Kong government, anybody can be labeled a traitor and essentially can be persecuted under this law. So I haven't been back to Hong Kong for 3 years.
And he's been held in solitary confinement, I know, for much or all of this time?
Yeah, from my understanding, yeah.
So do you believe that if there's no hope that this is a fair process, do you believe that outside pressure, something like the call from David Cameron, could free him?
So 100%. And we're very grateful that the foreign secretary has called for my father's release and has said that the UK stands by his side. I mean, my father's 76 and he's been in prison for 3 years. So, you know, his life is in danger every single day. So we're just glad that the UK has joined the cause along with Canada, the US, the EU Parliament.
That was Sebastian Lai, Jimmy Lai's son. When the Taliban captured Kabul more than 2 years ago, tens of thousands of Afghans were evacuated by the US for their own safety. But many were left behind and are taking a much riskier journey there. The BBC's Regan Morris travelled to Tijuana in the US-Mexican border, where Afghans have been arriving in record numbers.
Shukriya cries as she shows me footage of her journey across 11 countries to get from Afghanistan to Mexico.
Oh, your leg is gashed from the jungle.
The photos show cuts they got from walking through rough terrain. Some show the young family sleeping on the streets. Torrential rain in Panama as they climb a mountain. And then she shows me a close-up of her daughter's face.
So they punched your 9-year-old daughter to get money.
Her eye bruised black and blue. Shukriya says armed gunmen made the men and women strip naked to search for money. Then they beat the children.
Fight was over money. They surrounded us and took what they wanted.
She says they're all traumatized.
At night, my son sleeps next to me. He shouts in his sleep. Then he wakes up and can't go back to sleep. It's how that incident has affected him. I too have severe anxiety.
Shukriya is not her real name. She wanted to conceal her identity to protect family still in Afghanistan. Many migrants hire smugglers to cross the Darien Gap in Panama. But Shukriya and other Afghans relied on directions they found on social media. And they just followed the crowd. Thousands of people now pass daily through the jungle, which was once considered impassable.
When we were crossing, we saw many dead bodies. That was the most tragic part of the travel.
Sophia was a student at the American University in Kabul, which made her eligible for a U.S. evacuation flight in 2021. But in all the chaos, she couldn't get through the crowds which mobbed the airport.
We were left behind, and then the U.S. embassy told us that you can go to Pakistan and fill a form, and we will process your case. But we stayed more than a year in Pakistan. But still, our case was not getting processed.
The Latina Muslim Foundation opened this shelter in 2022 to give the growing number of Muslim migrants in Tijuana a place where they could pray and eat halal food and sleep safely in separate men's and women's dormitories.
Outside the shelter, you can see the border wall. We are like a stone's throw away. And these Afghans and others we spoke to inside, they can't really do much but stay within the confines of that shelter because they don't feel safe outside. They're afraid they'll get arrested. So they stay inside waiting and waiting for an asylum appointment at a time when the U.S. government is potentially making asylum claims much more difficult.
They try every day to use the U.S. government's new CBP One app to get an appointment to claim asylum. The app was meant to simplify the process, but it hasn't. Some people get an appointment right away. Others say it just glitches and crashes all the time. Some wait weeks or months.
And that's why when they don't have any other options, they have to cross illegally to the U.S.
How long have you been here?
I have been here more than 2 months.
Even if they do make it to the United States, their future is uncertain. The Afghan Adjustment Act, the legislation proposed by the Biden administration to grant permanent residency for many Afghan refugees, is stalled in the U.S. Congress. And with lawmakers debating ways to make claiming asylum much more difficult, their journey is far from over.
In Mexico, I'm the BBC's Regan Morris for Marketplace.
And finally, Amazon and Games Workshop are joining forces to make movies and TV shows based on Warhammer 40,000, with Amazon having exclusive rights. They'll spend the next year working together on creative plans for the productions. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.